Hello, my friend. We are here with another episode of Readings and Reflections with Sly Flourish. This week's article is Let's Learn Together. This article was published on 13 April 2026, but it was actually originally posted on 21 December 2015. That's right. This is an 11-year-old article that I recycled. I kind of brought back up and did another pass on it and did some editing on it because I was going to be out of town. We were out of town. We went to the Virgin Islands for a vacation last week, and I wasn't going to have time to do two articles for last week and this week. So I grabbed an article from way back. I went way back in the archives and dug this one up because I thought it was still relevant. I like to look at articles that are still relevant. So I hope you enjoy it. He never assumes that he knows more than you do. He says, we'll learn this together. Annette Kowalski, Bob Ross's Strange Afterlife. Mastery means different things to different people. To some, mastery is an end goal, a level of proficiency that shows one's true capability and understanding of something. To others, mastery is a path, a continuing road one travels to improve at something. The ideas I post here on Sly Flourish aren't the end of understanding how we run RPGs. They're the beginning. Every article, every tip, and every idea is an experiment based on a hypothesis. My style of writing can give you the impression of direction and finality. It's easy to pick up, you should do this. Vigor is a byproduct of brevity, to turn a phrase from E.B. White. But the real theme of the tips I share is, let's try this out and see how it works. Sometimes these ideas work well, and we continue to iterate around them. Sometimes they don't. Some tips work well for some GMs, but not others. There are over 800 articles on SlyFlourish.com going back to 2009. I guarantee some of those ideas don't work. There's a lot of ideas here. Some ideas still work and I continue to iterate on them. Some ideas we tried, discussed, and later tossed aside. The ideas on this site don't live in a vacuum. These articles live besides hundreds of thousands of other sources of great GMing ideas. The last 50 years have given us countless ideas for running great games to sift through and to find new golden nuggets to bring to our own games. None of us are ever done learning. There aren't any real master game masters. We're all trying things out every game. Some of us play a lot. Some of us think about it a lot. Some GMs are great. Some aren't. But none of us are done unless we just plain quit. We're all learning from one another, and hopefully we're all keeping open ears and an open mind so we can all grow. You won't find an end state of game mastery on Sly Flourish, even if it sounds like it sometimes. Instead, we're all going on this journey together. Let's learn together. So you can tell, it's kind of a, you know, high-level thought here, this idea of, like, let's learn together. And I believe it. I can't remember what I wrote it for. I think it might have been, like, Gary Gygax magazine. There was, like, an old magazine that I wrote for. And I wrote something along this line of, like, kind of the bridge between old-school GM, not old-school GMs, but actual old GMs, GMs who have been playing, you know, and pardon me if you're in this group, but, you know, GMs who have been playing much of their lives as far back as the, in some cases, the late 70s, early 80s, right? I started in the 80s. And there's a lot of people that have played that far back. And then there's a lot of people, more people, who have just started playing in like the last 5 to 10 years. I don't know exactly when the cutoff was, when the exponential growth of D&D kind of stopped. Whether it stopped. We don't really have good metrics overall. But I know that there was a period where the number of people that were like talking about D&D on various forums, if you looked at like growth on Twitter, if you looked at a lot of different stats, you could see that there was essentially a doubling of the amount of conversation that occurred every 18 months for like 3 or 4 years. And what that meant was there were significantly more people who had started playing D&D in the past like 3 to 5 years than there had been in all of the history of D&D and role-playing games. And that was pretty profound. The idea that more people have played recently, have started recently, than have been playing for a long time. And that's interesting for some of us because there was a period of time in the fourth edition era, which was kind of when I wrote an article. This is written in 2015. So this was, you know, right at that bridge between 5e and 4e. But I would say in the 2012 region, And I can remember, it's really funny because I'll have a little story for you. A friend of mine, Enrique Bertrand, who runs the New BDM blog, and he's been blogging forever. He's been posting on Blue Sky and on Twitter in the past. And he wrote a blog called New BDM, and he was very interested in fourth edition. He's been running games. One of his childhood friends is one of the regular players that has been in my game for almost 20 years. So we have some GMing DNA between us. Anyway, he and I met up at Gen Con during fourth edition times, and there weren't that many people writing about D&D at the time, right? There was like a handful of bloggers that were talking about D&D. We kind of knew all of them. And we all were lamenting the fact that everybody that was, almost everybody in that group were generally Gen Xers, right? They were like in that, back then they were in their late 30s. And we were like, you know, this game's going to die with us, right? Like this is a game for Gen Xers. And Wizards kind of believed the same thing too, which was why they were so eager to kind of get the video game market back for D&D and try to bring people from World of Warcraft back to D&D and stuff like that, and try to make the brand more relevant for MMOs. Because at the time, everybody thought massive online games was going to be the big growth of you know, gaming overall. And why would you want to sit around rolling physical dice at a table with paper and income tax forms, right? When you could play World of Warcraft with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other people on demand whenever you want. Right. And I lived in that world too. I played World of Warcraft for a long time. I played EverQuest. Michelle and I met playing EverQuest. My wife and I met playing EverQuest. And hi, Michelle. And so we all thought like that was the future of fantasy gaming, right? Was electronic. And we're like, it's sad because we like D&D, but D&D is not going to make it. And, you know, we thought like it's going to end with us, right? Like they'll still be around. We never thought like it's going to die, but we're like, it's not really going to continue to grow, right? It's like, why would it? And I really believe that the designers of fifth edition, in fact, I've heard people say this, that they really felt like D&D fifth edition was the swan song of D&D. It was sort of the last call. And it was like, let's make one last D&D that kind of captures all of the stuff that we know about all the previous versions of D&D and put them into one and kind of make that as good as we can make it. And that'll be the end of D&D. And then it'll become a brand and we'll sell shirts and other stuff. And of course, none of us knew, including the makers of the game, that it was going to explode as much as it did. And then I remember meeting Enrique again, and we went to one of these like press parties at Gen Con, and we looked around the room and he was like, who the hell are all these people? Like, I don't even know who they are. And it was like a lot of streamers and a lot of YouTubers and a lot of people that had found new media for, you know, we were only on Twitter and, you know, blogger, right? And we're like, who are these people? And I looked at Enrique and I said, do you ever feel like you're standing on like a station waiting for a train and it's dusty and nothing's happened? And all of a sudden a train goes roaring by you and you look and you're like, was that our train? Were we supposed to be on that? And he's like, I feel like that right now. And he even Enrique went to the expo. It was the big Hollywood Descent into Avernus event, and they brought him in and he interviewed a bunch of people. He's like, I don't know who these people are. They're all like streamers on games, and I'm supposed they're all very fancy and they're very pretty, and I don't know who any of them are. He goes, this is so alien to me. And you know, so we were writing about it back then. So I hope you don't mind the digression. There's a point to all of this, which is there is a lot of people who have been playing for a long time, and there's a lot of people who have only been playing recently. And all of us can learn together. And I wrote an article for one of the magazines where I tried to say, like, it's really important for new people that are new to the game to remember that the experiences that they have and what they learn about running the game is as vital and as useful as all the experience that the old timers have. And there's even data to say that, you know, I've received data from people where they said, like, when it comes to the joy and happiness of a game, people like playing with newer DMs more than older DMs. And it's like that experience level can get in the way. It's really easy to be very experienced and kind of locked in, and you sort of stop learning. You sort of think you know it all, and you're so kind of ingrained in your way. And this is where the survey data kind of spoke to, is not the fact that they were old. It spoke to the fact that these people were kind of built into their style and didn't want to change. Right. And they weren't learning. They weren't learning new stuff. They weren't picking up new stuff. And like one of the best games I ever played in was from a GM who'd only been playing 6 months. And she was fantastic. And I talked about her a lot because I was like, this was a fantastic game we played. And it was like a bunch of people who've been playing D&D forever as players. And we had a wonderful time with a GM who was relatively new. And, you know, there's so much that we can learn. So if you're, you know, a thing that I want to kind of capture here, and hopefully you can pick this up, is like what you can learn from people who are just now getting into the hobby or have only been in the hobby for a while. If you have been in the hobby for a while, those experiences are really, really valuable. And I would say the opposite is also true, that there's a lot of experiences that people have who have been playing for a long time, and they've run into a lot of problems that new people will also run into. And it can be difficult to know the difference. It can be difficult to say, these are problems that you will run into, that we've all run into, that have been around for a long time. Very common ones, like the most common issue of, I did all of this prep and then the players went in a totally different direction and I was not ready. Such a common complaint. And that's been a common complaint forever. And we have solutions to that. We have different directions that we can go with that to kind of learn new things. So old timers have valuable information and valuable experiences that new GMs can learn from. And likewise, new GMs are bringing all new approaches and all new ways to think about these games and think about how they run at the table. For us who have been playing a long time, don't cut that off, right? Don't presume that their experiences are inferior to yours because they're new. They're not, right? In a lot of cases, we can learn things, especially just the energy level, the excitement. There's so much that we can learn from new GMs who are just getting into games, whatever game they're getting into, that, you know, older GMs can pick up. My friend, I hope you enjoyed. I know I rambled this time. It was a short article, and then I got started talking about my friend Enrique and old history. But I hope you enjoyed it anyway. It is wonderful to be back with you and talking again about this wonderful hobby of ours. Thank you again so much for your outstanding support. I hope you enjoyed our chat today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.